It was a Thanksgiving in the late 80s, I think my freshman or sophomore year in college, that my brother decided to take a little pressure off my mom and my sister. They had both been alternately hosting Thanksgiving for years. And he would take on the Thanksgiving meal, serving it in his house in Greensboro, Alabama. Now, when you think freshman, sophomore in college, you'd think, you know, some of the hard lessons of life, the basic ones, like keeping your foot out of your mouth, perhaps, might have been learned. But oh no. I was always unnerved by silence at a large gathering of people, especially family. My brother had done a really wonderful job. He had laid out a beautiful old family tablecloth, perfectly cooked turkey, all the sides. And one of my favorite dishes, believe it or not, stovetop stuffing. Well, right in the middle of the meal, there was this lull in the conversation that I swear lasted 20 minutes. I'm sure it was like 20 seconds. And so I was trying my best, searching for something for us to talk about. And it was a compliment to my brother. So I said, the entire meal is just perfect. And one of my favorite dishes is on the table. I love stovetop stuffing. I should have stopped right there. But I continued and I said, Mother can't stand stovetop stuffing, and here I'm pointing to my mother across the table, but I love it. And all she said was my name, John, and she said nothing else. Now, on the other side of the table was my brother, William. You know how Charlie Brown looks when something awful happens? He looks like, you know, cold water's been poured on him. That's sort of what my brother looked like. He just looked crestfallen. As my mom and dad and I were in the car heading back home, my mom just wasn't saying anything. And again, I couldn't take the silence. And so, you know, glutton for punishment me said, Mother, I'm really, really sorry about the stovetop stuffing thing. And she was quiet for a minute and then she said, I know, you didn't mean to hurt anyone. I can't do the dialect very well. Just imagine Marilyn Monroe from Alabama and you'll have it in your head. Can't you think of something else that's not going to lead to controversy? And I said, okay, I think I have learned my lesson. Of course, you know, to be perfectly honest, I don't think I ever have. I still do those things from time to time, just grasping at something to talk about in a large group that has gone completely silent.